Now we're going to be going back to the Super Bowl. We heard from Donald Starver of SteelersToday.com in Hour 1. Now we get the Packers' perspective. Iowa is a huge Packers state, and I am an unabashed, unapologetic, giant Packers fan, and I've also become a giant fan of the website CheeseheadTV.com, and the man that runs that is Aaron Nagler. Aaron is on the phone with me now. How you doing, Aaron?
Doing fine, Joel. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here at this late hour. It's got to be a fun couple of weeks for you. Just a week away now from the Super Bowl, the first time the Packers have been in the big game since 1998.
Yeah, it's been surreal. I got to say that. It's one of those things. My wife was actually telling me today. She said, you know, all those years we've been married, watching the Super Bowl, thinking, wow, it'd be great if the Packers were here, and now they are.
Well, I can think to myself at least four or five seasons in there, specific like a 2002, a 2007, where I legitimately thought from game one to week 17 and on that the Packers were going to make the Super Bowl that year. This season, though, I had my doubts a little while through, especially as the injuries mounted up, as Rodgers was a little inconsistent toward the second fifth of the year. And then he got injured, you know, that next concussion, it almost seemed like a nail in the coffin for the Packers season. They had to fight to get into the playoffs, and now they are in the big game. I got to ask you, you know, a lot of people going to your site, was there a loss of faith at some point during this season for the Packers?
Yeah, definitely at the height of the injury epidemic, I guess you could say. There was a point, the week they brought in Howard Greens and the Eric Waldens of the world, I think many Packer fans at that point were ready to write off the season. And then, like you said, the week where Rodgers suffers the concussion, they can't even score a touchdown in Detroit. I think that was, around that time, people were very despondent. But, you know, they've come out of that, and from the onside kick in New England on, they're playing their best football. McCarthy's coaching by far, you know, the best he has in his time in Green Bay. It's the old cliche, but they have gotten hot at just the right time.
And their defense has been one that really has been living up to the hype all year. Of course, a couple of shutouts in there, holding a vaunted Patriots lineup down quite a bit. I mean, really, they played very well against New England. This Packer defense seems to have been the anchor all season, and one that's definitely worthy of a Super Bowl contending team.
Without question, it's funny going into the season. I'm, you know, going back and reading all the stuff that, you know, people were writing that I was writing preseason about, how the offense would be fine. The real big question was the defense, and people were worried about the pass rush, and people were worried about the defensive backfield. And those things have completely been part of the strength of not only the defense but of the team in general. It's been. I guess I wouldn't say surprising, but it's been a pleasant surprise to see that the defense for so long in Green Bay has been kind of an up-and-down affair, has really become the rock of the team.
No, absolutely. And one guy who has been kind of a surprise as we move over to the offensive side of the ball, of course, I'm sure you've been answering a lot of questions and doing a lot of fact-checking and research on James Starks. I have been very guardedly optimistic about Starks, and I have been hesitant to believe that he's going to be a big factor when it comes next Sunday. What do you think about Starks, and what do you think that he could be bringing to the Packers, not just next week, but for years to come within the organization?
Well, I think long-term, I think he gives the Packers an excellent 1-2 punch with Ryan Grant. I do think, you know, Grant will be back next year, obviously, after the injury, and I think he complements him perfectly, and I think the two of them and Brandon Jackson will make a fantastic tandem going forward. Now, as for Sunday against the Steelers, I don't think you'll see a whole lot of James Starks, actually. I think it will be a Brandon Jackson-heavy type game. I think you'll see a lot of third-down personnel on first down. I think you're going to see Mike spread it out quite a bit. It's not to say they won't run the ball or they won't try to run the ball, but Mike, when he goes up against teams like this that are very, very good against the run, especially 3-4 teams, he has a tendency to, get those wide receivers out there, spread things out a little bit, and kind of make those linebackers win their one-on-one matchups if they want to rush the quarterback. And when he's done that, he's got a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that is just, superior in the area of finding the open guy, finding the places within the zone or even the guy who's beating somebody man-to-man quicker than almost anybody in the league.
Well, that's
so I just don't think you'll see a whole lot of even, like, attempting to run the ball other than maybe the odd rush to try and keep the defense honest.
Well, so far, James Starks has carried the ball at least 22 times in each of the playoff games, but I think you're absolutely right. You got to dance with the girl that brought you, and the Packers passing game, second to none at this point. And we have, we've heard the Steelers calling them the most talented receiving unit in the NFL. I think that's true if James Jones doesn't ruin a crucial drive once a game, which I feel like he has done almost every year he's been in the league. But you talked about James Starks, and you talked about Ryan Grant. So you don't think that Ryan Grant is going to turn into Edgar Bennett 2 and get ousted by, like, Dorsey Levens in this case, which would be James Starks?
No, not at all. I think Grant, I think you really saw Grant's worth and his value when they struggled so mightily in the running game after he was out of the lineup. And I like Starks. I think he's really come on. He's been a big surprise, obviously, after being on PUP and then kind of being inactive for a couple weeks. But he's clearly, presently, the best pure runner on the team. But I don't think you can just, kind of throw caution to the wind and either get rid of Ryan Grant or minimize his role, because those guys, are taking some pretty hard hits. The stretch plays they run to the outside, especially Starks, you've seen it a couple times now in the last couple weeks, and especially in the Bears game, where his running style, he's such an upright runner that he takes a lot of punishment, that a lot of other running backs wouldn't be, guys who really bend at the waist and really get their head down. So you got to think they're going to want both of those guys going forward, just because, looking at Ryan Grant, when he went down, they just didn't have an answer for that. So, I definitely think you'll see both of them back there next year.
Aaron Nagler with CheeseheadTV.com is on the phone with me. Guess which team he's talking about today? Cheesehead TV. And what do you think about the company that makes the terrible towels for the Pittsburgh Steelers? They're out of Wisconsin, and they have gotten approval to make Titletown towels. I don't know what the towel looks like. Are you guys in Wisconsin excited about this idea?
Well, I had read the article about a couple articles about it. It's their thing. It's the Steelers' thing. Why would we want to do it? That makes no sense to me. I get why they're doing it, because they are based in Wisconsin, and, A, it's a great moneymaker, and B, they want to be, politic to the locals. But, it's a Steelers' thing. I don't go out and buy some freaking towel because this company's making them, We're your cheeseheads with pride. That's what I say.
Hey, man, revenue streams are king. That's what it's all about. But, so we talked about the Packers mainly, and I want to get more into the job that Mike McCarthy's done, because I agree with you, this is the best coaching he has ever done with his tenure at Green Bay. But let's talk about the Steelers a little bit. What about Pittsburgh scares you the most in terms of just matchup disparity from a Packers standpoint?
Well, I mentioned their run defense. Like I said, I don't think you'll see a whole lot of attempts there. But, it's just straight up, it's got to be Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, the guy who is not having, it's funny, if you go and look at his stats for the postseason, he's not having, a lights-out postseason, not the hot, really lighted-up postseason that Aaron Rodgers is having. But that said, the guy can make a play at any time. And as Dom Capers is quoted as saying, the last time they played, last year in 2009, they had 5 sacks on the guy, and they could have had 5 more. But he's so good at extending plays, at breaking tackles, and it takes a whole lot of force from the defender to get the guy down. You've got to have, even defensive linemen have trouble getting the guy on the ground, and even if they are getting into the ground, he still finds a way to get rid of the ball. So it's just they've got some talent at receiver. They got Wallace. And Heath Miller's got talent, and he can hurt you. But Roethlisberger is just everything to that team. And what's even scarier when you think about that is the fact that they, you know, I think, I can't remember for sure, but I think they went 3-1 to start the year when Roethlisberger was suspended.
That's correct, yes.
I mean, that just speaks to how talented that team is, how good their defense is, and just how formidable a foe they will be on Sunday.
Well, you know, you talked about the receivers a little bit, and that doesn't scare me so much because the secondary for the Packers, I think, can definitely hold their own against a Mike Wallace, against a Hines Ward. What worries me, like you said, the elusiveness of Roethlisberger, he's not so much elusive as he is just untackleable. It feels like, you know, you
right.
need to almost create a different category of quarterback for him. But also, don't forget, Rashard Mendenhall back there has had a fairly solid run, at least at times. He's a fairly streaky runner, but he can definitely do some damage against the Pack.
No doubt. And where I think they'll try and get the Packers is some of the counter stuff on outside, off tackle. And you saw the Bears have some success with that in Week 17 and even in the playoff game. But here's the thing. I don't worry too much about that. I do not take anything away from Mendenhall or the Steelers' offense. I just think, you know, it's the Super Bowl. They're going against, you know, one of the best defenses in the league. I think, you know, if anything, they've skewed toward the pass, you know, more than anything else. And it's kind of like you said before about dancing's the girl that brought you. I mean, I just think they're going to lean on Big Ben in the big game.
No. Okay. So, all right. We teased it a little bit earlier. This year, Mike McCarthy has done his best job of coaching the Packers, and I would think that this is the first year that he's really, like, you know, essentially earned his wings as an NFL coach. He's had to manipulate the roster. He's had to do so many different things to keep this team afloat, let alone Super Bowl bound, just to get them into the playoffs. A lot of the credit can be attributed to him. Do you see McCarthy as the coach of the Packers for many, many years to come?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason why, and this is kind of an ongoing conversation in the Packer fan community. You know, it's like every week after a bad game or after a loss, it's time to question McCarthy, it's time to throw him out of town. He's a good football coach, bordering on becoming a very good to great coach. And those just don't come around. I mean, there's only 32 jobs, and you see how poorly a lot of these guys do with these jobs. And so to get a guy who really has his finger on the pulse of the team and who really gets the most out of the roster, you don't throw that away. And, you know, Mark Murphy was quoted today talking about how he's not going to talk extension with Ted or Mike until after the season's over. Well, that's next Monday, you know, or a week from Monday. So I fully expect, you know, even though McCarthy, I think, still has 2 years left on his deal, I think you'll see something get done there. And, yeah, I think he'll be here for quite some time. It's not only Thompson and, you know, McCarthy who are tied together, but, you know, there's Aaron Rodgers in that mix as well. The three of them are, you know, completely connected, and I think this is the nucleus you'll see for the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, any time the Packers have gotten blasted over the last 3 or 4 years, I can at least take solace whenever I think, at least he's not Rhodes. That's the one thing that I've gone,
dear.
All right, what a relief. So, okay,
yeah.
All right, we're nearing the end of the interview. I would love to get a prediction. I hope the game sucks, personally. I don't think it's going to. I think it's going to be an excellent game. I would love to get a score prediction out of you.
Well, it's early. I got another week. I haven't really even looked at the Steelers yet, so I'm not going to give you a score, but I am going to say that I do think the Packers are going to win this game. I think I just think the environment, the skill positions, the way they match up. I think they win it. I'm not quite sure, how that happens yet, but I'll definitely be writing about it on the site later in the week.
You heard it here first. Aaron Nagler of CheeseheadTV.com says the Packers are going to win 42-9.
Let me guess. Your Steelers guest earlier predicted a Steelers win.
You know what? Amazingly, he did. He liked their chances. I could have written his answers for him. that was how easy. And it was surprisingly, he didn't want to talk about Big Ben's off the field issues.
I understand that.
Yeah, of course. All right, let's get to plugging the site a little bit. What have you guys got going on over at CheeseheadTV.com?
Well, we were credentialed for our first game for the NFC Championship game. So that was mind-blowing, to say the least. And my co-founder, Corey Banky, and our staff writer, Brian Caravu, will be in Dallas the entire week of the Super Bowl, covering everything, all the media festivities. They'll obviously be covering the game, and it's going to be madness. We're going to have constant updates from all over Dallas, all over the media activities. So everything you need, anything you need regarding the Green Bay Packers, check out CheeseheadTV.com.
God, I love it. Aaron Nagler of CheeseheadTV.com, thank you so much. We will definitely check in with you down the road, the start of the 2011 season. I don't want to think about it now, but it is around the corner, and I definitely would love to touch base with you on the world champion Green Bay Packers upcoming season.
Absolutely. Well, I will be at the combine, and we'll be at the draft. So we're here for you no matter what time of year.
Aaron, you're the best. Your site's the best. I appreciate it, and have a good night.
Thanks, Joel.
All right. Aaron Nagler of CheeseheadTV.com.